Hello, it's Ben Esch, and I'd like to continue today with the warning of the sin of envy and jealousy. So I'd like to also give my phone number in case someone wants to call and chat anytime. You're welcome. So it's 605-949-0384. Again, 605-949-0384. So I'd like to continue on this subject. This is part two, and we're going to read here from Numbers chapter 16. I'm amazed at the amount of lessons on this subject of envious and jealousy. A foundation verse for this chapter is found in Psalms. It says there about the children of Israel, they envied Moses in the camp, Aaron, the saints of the Lord also. And so this is where this is stems from. Reading Numbers chapter 16. Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Pedah, the sons of Reuben, took men. They rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly of famous in the congregation, men of renown. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and said unto them, you take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord? And when Moses heard it, he fell on his face. And he spake unto Korah and unto all his company, saying, even tomorrow the Lord will shew who are his and who are is holy, and will cause him to come near unto him, even him whom he hath chosen will he cause to come near unto him. This do, take ye censers, Korah and all his company, and put fire therein, and put incense in them before the Lord tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom the Lord doth choose, he shall be holy. Ye take too much upon you, ye sons of Levi. And Moses said unto Korah, hear, I pray ye, ye sons of Levi. Seemeth it but a small thing unto you that the God of Israel hath separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself to do service of the tabernacle of the Lord and to stand before the congregation to minister unto them. And he hath thought, and he hath brought thee near to him and all thy brethren, the sons of Levi, with thee, and seek ye the priesthood also, for which cause both thou and all thy company are gathered together against the Lord. And what is Aaron that ye murmur against him? And Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, which said, we will not come up. Is it a small thing that thou hast brought us up out of that land that floweth with milk and honey to kill us in this wilderness, except thou make thyself altogether prince over us? Moreover, thou hast not brought us into the land that floweth with milk and honey, or given us an inheritance of fields and vineyards. Wilt thou put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up. And Moses was very wroth and said unto the Lord, respect not their offerings. I have not taken one ass from them, neither have I hurt one of them. And Moses said unto Korah, be thou and all thy company before the Lord, thou and they and Aaron tomorrow. And take every man his censer and put incense in them, and bring ye before the Lord every man his censer, 250 censers. Thou also, and Aaron, each of you, his censer. And they took every man his censer, and put fire in them, and laid incense thereon, and stood in the door of the tabernacle of the congregation with Moses and Aaron. And Korah gathered all the congregation together unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the congregation. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. And they fell on their faces and said, O God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and wilt thou be wroth with all the congregation? And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the congregation, saying, get you up from about the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. And Moses rose up and went unto Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And he spake unto the congregation, saying, depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest ye be consumed in all their sins. So they got up from the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram on every side. And Dathan and Abiram came out and stood in the door of their tents, and their wives and their sons and their little ones, their children. And Moses said, "Hereby ye shall know that the Lord hath sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of my own hand. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after visitation of all men, then the Lord hath not sent me. But if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open up her mouth, and swallow them up with all that appertains unto them, and they go down quick into the pit, then ye shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord." And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertained unto Korah, and all their goods. They and all that appeared to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. And all Israel that were round about them fled at the cry of them, for they said, "Lest the earth swallow us up also." And there came out a fire from the Lord and consumed the 250 men that offered incense. And I'll stop reading there, but a little later, the people turned around the next day and accused Moses and Aaron of killing those people. And God was really angry with everyone, and again told Moses and Aaron to depart, that he was going to consume them. Moses and Aaron again interceded, but God had already started the plague. And when they interceded, God stopped the plague, but already 14,000 plus people had died. And so, just recalling again this sin of envy and jealousy in this case, they rose up against leadership, ordained leadership, with this. It began as envy, and I believe it led to rebellion and a horrible sin before the Lord. And so it's just something to learn from, to be aware of this spirit of envy towards someone in authority, leadership, and that position, and just something to guard our hearts in. So paging on over a few books to another example. I think we all know the story of Saul and David. I'm going to break in and read a bit here from 1 Samuel chapter 17. I'm going to break in here just after David killed Goliath, and he comes back and says, "And when Saul saw David go forth against the Philistine, he said unto Abner, the captain of the host, 'Abner, whose son is this youth?' And Abner said, 'As thy soul liveth, O king, I cannot tell.' And the king said, 'Inquire thou whose son this stripling is.' And as David returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. And Saul said to him, 'Whose son art thou, thou young man?' And David answered, 'I am the son of thy servant Jesse the Bethlehemite.' And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Saul took him that day, and would let him go no more home to his father's house. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant, because he loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was upon him, and gave it to David, and his garments, even to his sword, and to his bow, and to his girdle. And David went out with a servant Saul sent him, and behaved himself wisely. And Saul set him over the men of war, and was accepted in the sight of all the people, and also in the sight of Saul's servants. And it came to pass, as it came when David was returning from the slaughter of the Philistine, that the women came out of all cities of Israel, singing and dancing, to meet with King Saul with tabrets and with joy and with instruments of music. And the women answered one another as they played and said, 'Saul hath slain his thousands, and David his 10,000. And Saul was very wroth, and the thing displeased him. And he said, "They have ascribed unto David 10,000, and to me they have ascribed but thousands. And what can he have more but the kingdom?" and Saul eyed David from that day and forward. And it came to pass on the morrow that the evil spirit from God came upon Saul, and he prophesied in the midst of the house. And David played with his hands as at other time, and there was a javelin in Saul's hand. And Saul cast the javelin, for he said, I will smite David even to the wall with it. And David avoided out of his presence twice. And so why would Saul do that? I believe it's because he had envy and jealousy in his heart. And I won't read much, could be read. The story is long of how this envy and jealousy led Saul to pursue David to kill him. And David escaped, and this was going on for a long time, a lot of energy, and even went to open public level where Saul was hunting down David to kill him. And just a sad things happened as David went to great length to kill David, the psalmist, and a wise young man who did no sin there. And so it just amazes me what the sin of envy and jealousy can do. Sometimes it's hard to identify, but people respond and do things out of envy and jealousy. I think many times they don't even realize. And so I'll stop at that. I'm going to have one more session on that, the Lord willing. I'd like to wrap it up on the third session. Some other thoughts yet, some from Psalms or Proverbs and the New Testament. So we'll stop at that, and let's just ponder and beware. Guard our hearts against this sin of envy and jealousy. God bless your day.